We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
And he said, as we got in the car, seemed like something said the third time, something on the inside of me said, wait here 10 minutes. Oh, he said, I believe God. I confess that the Lord will take care of me. There's no use of waiting here. We're in a hurry. We got to get over. Well, you see, confession's right. Believing's right. Believing the Bible's right. But if the Spirit of God tells you something else, you better obey Him.
You're listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, The Spirit Within and The Spirit Upon Series, Volume 1.
Now listen real carefully. I said He's given us His Spirit. Now we thank God for the holy written Word of God that we have. But did you ever stop to think about it? For these last 2,000 years, the Christians didn't have any Word to read. These letters that Paul had written were read to them. They didn't have anything to take home. There's no printing presses. They had to be more dependent upon the Spirit of God than us. But right on the other hand, dear friends, if we're not careful, you see, we think we're believing the Word of God and we're sending so solidly on the Word we forget about the Spirit. Amen. Remember in the new birth that He said, you know, Ezekiel's prophecy, was that I'll put my Spirit in you and cause you. It's because of my Spirit within you to walk in my statutes and to keep my judgments, or, in other words, my Word. I've found in my own experience through the years that even when I didn't know the Word, now it's necessary to know the Word, don't misunderstand me, but how the Spirit of God led me in line with the Word, because I learned to follow the Spirit. And I didn't know sometimes till years later when I found certain scriptures that, and I said, praise God, I knew that was the Spirit of God, all right, but now there's the Word. Saveth thy life from destruction. I said, in order to enjoy such exemptions, God has given us His Spirit to sanctify us or to separate us from things which would destroy one's peace or things which would injure one's health or cause us to be destroyed, because He said, He saveth thy life from destruction. Minister friend of mine, I've preached a number of meetings for him, more than one, several, in the state of Texas. He is from the state of Texas, and then over, he went to California to pastor. I preached meetings for him out there. Now, this man is a man of faith. Don't tell me he wasn't. I know him. I was around him. Very outstanding man of faith. He had many, many healings in his church. I never was in any church under thinking that saw any more people heal. Great man of faith. Well, I remember he had been pastor in California, and he was on vacation coming back to Texas to visit the folks, his wife, folks all lived there. And so they drove as far, this is a number of years ago. Freeways weren't in, they was building some of them, but they weren't in. Took you longer to travel a lot of times. So they stopped overnight in Albuquerque, New Mexico. They got up the next morning to see to come on to Texas. And before they got the two-lane road in out there, you know, just this side of Albuquerque, east of Albuquerque, the road, you know, wound around through the mountains there. There's a rain and something very slick, you know. And so he came around the corner, you know, and put on his brakes, but he couldn't stop. He went right into somebody. And then somebody, you know, already there's two or three cars piled up. Two or three of them came in on behind him then. About six of them piled up altogether. Lady in the car in front of him, when he hit him, her, or the car, she was killed. His wife was just critically injured, the minister's wife. She was raised up by the power of God. And I mean, that very day, they was able to leave, not in that car, it was completely demolished, and continue on the journey. She was raised up. I mean, praise God, because they did believe God. But I was in his church then later on, and then he had another severe accident. But I was in his church. He came back to Texas to pastor. And I was teaching about being led of the Spirit, and we'll get into a little bit of that here. In fact, we're on a little bit of it right now. But that's not particularly our subject, you know, so we won't just, go into great detail about it. But he said, you know, after I taught in the church in morning teaching services on being led by the Spirit of God, or how to be led by the Spirit of God, and we taught a whole seminar here and have a book on that subject, he said to me, now listen real carefully, friends, because here's something we need to learn. He said to me, you know, we got up and read from the Bible, my wife and I, and prayed. And you know, while she's sort of finishing up there, you know, and they didn't, you know, just take everything out of the car, just what they needed, and she's sort of packing, you know, up, you know. He went out, checked the car over. He said, it just seemed like something on the inside of me said, wait here 10 minutes. And he said, I didn't pay a lot of attention to it. I just went on the inside, you know, and got the cases. They just had one suitcase and then her vanity case, you see. Took it back, put it in the car. And I put it in the car. It seemed like something said, wait here 10 minutes. Well, he went back to see, she's ready. They came out, you see. He'd gone over, you know, already checked out. And he said, as we got in the car, seemed like something said the third time, something on the inside of me said, wait here 10 minutes. Oh, he said, I believe God. I confess that the Lord will take care of me. There's no use of waiting here. We're in a hurry. We got to get over. Well, you see, confession's right, believing's right, believing the Bible's right, but if the Spirit of God tells you something else, you better obey Him. Amen. Are you listening to me? Amen. Now, if He didn't say anything, all right, praise God. Just go ahead and hold fast to your confession. But if the Spirit of God has said something to you on the inside of you, you can hold fast to your confession of protection and exemption all day long, but you're going to get in trouble just like He did. Oh, you listen to me. Now, I know that man's a man of faith. I said that man was a man of faith. That man was a man of faith. No, he was. And thank God, you see, even because he had the accident, he didn't give up his faith. It was his faith because his wife was unconscious and the doctor just shook their head. They thought she'd be dead in a few minutes. They tried to get him not to pray because if she does regain consciousness, they thought that she'd be a vegetable the rest of his life. But he just went ahead and prayed and blessed God. Within an hour's time, she's up and out of the hospital and all right. Whoa, glory to God. Amen. Sure he's a man of faith. Sure he believed God. But he ought to listen. You know, and there's no use pointing a finger at him. I've been in the same boat. Oh, dear Lord. Amen. Why didn't we listen? I said, why didn't we listen? You know, I got in trouble more than once financially by not listening. Oh, yeah, I made all the proper confessions, you know, and said all the right thing in the right place, you know. Because, see, God does want to prosper us, doesn't He? I believe that. But I remember one time, way back out of years ago, of course, I didn't know as much as I know now, but I did know something about faith. Last church I pastored. And I made a few $100 investment. Now you have to realize, you know, that a few $100 then would be like several thousands of dollars now. I'll tell you the real truth about the matter. That few $100 investment, it was, you know, to lose that was harder on me than it would be to lose $40,000 today. In fact, I could lose $40,000 easier than I could those few hundred. Something on the inside of me told me not to do that. See, that's how I learned some of the things I know. And I can teach you, and if I can get you to learn to listen, you won't have to make some of the mistakes some of the rest of us uglies have made. Are you listening? Yet one thing about it, boys, when you hurt in a few places, you won't forget it so easily. Something on the inside of me told me not to do that. You know, I don't mean just some voice spoke up, you know, like you could hear thunder out of heaven. I don't mean that. It wasn't there. It's in here. More or less, we call it an inward intuition. We call it a voice sometimes, and sometimes it does seem like a voice speaks up, but this is more of an inward intuition. more of an inward witness right in here. Don't do that. But you know, you let your head get in your way, you know. And then I'm thinking of all these scriptures. Whatever thou doest shall prosper. But not when you're walking in disobedience, it won't prosper. See what I mean? We can overly emphasize that sometimes and take it out, you know, so I'm gonna claim it. Hallelujah. Devil's not gonna cheat me. Well, you see, a lot of times, friends, we haven't learned whether it's the devil or God talking to us. Amen. You know, I think a lot of times that we fellas miss it. We faith teachers, you know. We sort of teach faith on the level where we are now, but it took us years to get there, and we sort of missed the biggest part of the crowd. Because we didn't get there overnight ourselves, and they're not going to get there. I know in the last 2 years particularly, the Spirit of God kept saying to me something. I'll put it this way again, on the inside of me, kept saying to me, get back to the ABCs of faith. Get back to the ABCs of faith. And I found out that when I went back to the ABCs of faith, even some of what I considered more seasoned saints were thrilled with it. Praise God, because it blessed them.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering 10 messages by Reverend Craig Hagin on USB, entitled Faith. We're also offering Kenneth Hagin's new book entitled Connect. Humans are meant for connections with God, His Word, and His people. Discover the profound impact of staying connected to God and fellow believers for a life of fulfillment and victory. These two for the special price of only $35. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin and Craig Hagin.
Our Living Faith Conferences will be starting 20th through the 22nd. That's Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night. And then Lynette will be doing Monday and Tuesday at 10:30. At Restore Church in Yorkville, Illinois. Pastors Jordan and Melissa Gash. And you can go get the times and locations for that. Just go to rhema.org. In fact, if you want to know any of the schedule, Craig's schedule, any of our schedules, where we're at, where we're speaking, just go to rhema.org.
And Yorkville is a little bit west of Chicago.
Yeah, it's just...
Or southwest, I think, right?
Yeah. And then we're going to drop down to Truesdale, Missouri, which actually just west out of St. Louis there, just a little ways. And we'll be there October 23 through 25, Wednesday through Friday at Faith Christian Family Church with Pastors Terry and Becky Roberts. So, hey, if you're in the area or you just want to come, just get in a car and come on and see us. And if you got friends in those areas, let them know about our conferences.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue this powerful teaching. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.